Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Eternity. How you doing?
I don't know.
You don't know? I don't know either. Girl, you come in here both times and scared me. I didn't know you were coming in office. I was like, what?
I know. I was that email for Loretta. The email to come get the little thing, the little gift thingy. So I just did it on my lunch break.
Was that for the T-shirt?
Yeah, girl. T-shirt and some candy and 3 peppermints.
Do you see that T-shirt, though?
Girl, I want that T-shirt. I wear that to bed.
Girl, I'll wear it for pajamas, though.
Girl. Yeah, girl.
Comfortable.
Girl. I'm going to have $100.
Well, they're always doing, you know, different things for Christmas. It's not here yet. They might, you know, do something a little. I mean, it's different than prior years, you know, because normally we have a whole thing with everybody getting together. But now with COVID and most of y'all working at home, we're not really able to do a big thing, which kind of is a bummer. But actually, we do need to go over a few things. Not particularly QA related. I did notice just one QA deduction for Gilbert.
That was deducted. 50, 60, 0, whatever, 60.
I partially disputed for the whole time because that was not valid. But for the ad and the product name, couldn't do anything for that because.
Is she saying that I didn't say the? Are they saying that I didn't say the name or?
Product
what?
Name and the ad, yeah, for that call. But the reason it came to a 60, we're still waiting for it to be overturned because they did deduct you for not mentioning the ad, not branding the product name, and hold time. I disputed the hold time because that wasn't a valid deduction, but you didn't ask about the ad or the product name on that one. I did confirm that. You have been doing a pretty good job keeping those QAs up since the last time we discussed that. That's the only QA that I haven't been able to dispute. But what I'm actually getting with you on today is not for what you've been QA'd on. I know I've brought this up to you before. It's regarding, you know, how you open calls, whether it's a prank call, dead air, what have you, how you're supposed to properly open calls. You know, you call out for the customer, wait for a response, call out two more times up until 30 seconds. And if at that 30-second mark they don't answer, you know, you state disconnecting line due to no response, disconnecting line due to no response, and then disconnect the call disposition as customer support and move on. I have been working on our 30-second and under call report.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we have to do daily, and it's coming up. I was actually wanting to get with you on a few things I had noticed on Friday on that report. I didn't have the time, and I don't believe either. I'm not scheduled for the weekend, so, you know, I couldn't get with you on it. But a few things were brought to my attention over the weekend as well. The reports being pulled, 359. Hon, I don't know why you'd be handling it in this way, but it is showing that there is 39 calls that you have disconnected first on the customer. Wait. You're dispositioning the call and the customer is still on the line.
What?
It is verifying that.
Okay, because sometimes, sometimes you, when on my call, like you're here, and then it stopped, so I just disconnect, call back, because I don't know if you hung up or what. And then, like I said, like in my IT, I've been having internet issues. Like, my light be green, then it go back to yellow and red. So it's not me hanging up on a customer. You got to understand, I do work from home. It's nothing wrong with my internet, but you got to realize, like, we are here. I'm not hanging up on no customer.
Okay. I will definitely go back and take a look in Teams for you. Here's another thing, and this has been verified as well. Once the reports are pulled, we have to go and listen to the calls and verify. It has been found, again, with the 32nd and under report, where you never come to the line, you never answer the call, and within that time frame, you'll then hang up as well. Basically, you never come to the line. And it's been found on these calls where customers have been calling out hello, and then the call is disconnected.
Yeah.
Okay. There is one call in specific. It was sent to me over the weekend. This was a Walnut Global call, and I can send you the call recording. This call was about 2.5 minutes long. At 50 seconds, roundabout there, you said, "Hey, sexy mama." I'm pretty sure you weren't talking
to
the customer.
I was talking to Chanel. She came in the room, but I thought I had my phone on mute. I didn't mean to.
I understand. That can happen, you know, with you forgetting your phone's on mute.
Yeah, when I did, I said, anytime. Huh? And I said, ooh. I said, I wouldn't talk to you. I'm sorry. That's what I said.
Yeah, you did. Always, even if you got to take a deep breath, sigh, being frustrated, you always have to double check, make sure your microphone is on mute, because if not, the customer will hear you. And the other issue with this call, though, is right when you're like, ooh, when you caught yourself has said that, you place them on a hold from about 55-second mark to the end of the call, which was from 55 seconds to 2 minutes and 30 seconds. That customer was on hold. You never returned to the call, and it does show you basically disposition the call. You disconnected on the customer. And this was... Yeah, and that was for a Walnut Global. I'm going to actually send you that call recording. There was another important thing brought to my attention. This was for TH Quality. It is another call that was shown you had hung up on the customer first. You had actually gotten this customer 2 times. The first call for this TH Quality was about 17 seconds long. You never answered the line, and you would have dispositioned. The funny thing is you got this customer again, and you were assisting her. I believe it was for a watch her son received, and what it was found for that call, the second time you handled it, it was found to be a little unprofessional on the line assisting the customer. You kept asking her for the name on the account, which she stated multiple times. I don't know, I think you asked her for the name maybe 6 times, and she kept telling you, you know, and I guess you were getting frustrated?
No, because when you have koala, you know, when you can't find it in one koala, and I could tell I wasn't listening, but I remember that account. I was, when you're on koala and it's not on koala and you're looking through, you do the card number and you ask for a name and you don't pull up the information, then I go on the on the campaign. I go all the way down to look up the, I know I was asking her for her first and last name and give me, because I was looking at all the koalas until I pulled up the account. Because obviously when they call in to pull up, her name wasn't popping up. I do remember that one as well.
No. I get that, you know, the script page having to search for the product and stuff can happen with the multiple koala campaigns if you happen to get one like Gelber or Mamba.
That was koala campaign, wasn't it?
No, ma'am. It was actually for TH Quality.
TH Quality. Oh, it was on koala. I had a call. So I'm going to call my mind, babe.
No. You're fine, hon. But that was the way you assisted her, unfortunately. I even reviewed the call. It was kind of unprofessional. You did get a little short with her, and again, the report, the disconnect first report through 5-9, does show you, after that last time you asked her for the account name, did hang up on her. One of the calls I had mentioned that you never answered the line where the customer was saying hello. I did review this as well, was for Fritchnet. I believe on the 8th the call was taken. You have been saying, you know, you're having internet issues. Anytime you are having internet issues, are you posting every time in the group?
No, really, because once I have it, it'll reboot right back up. So it's like, okay, no need to do that. But I do let my customer know that, like, I'm having the issues. And then sometimes it'll reboot, like, not immediately, but it'll take a little time, then reboot right back up. Just like today, my Just Think Media wouldn't load up, but I had wrote it in the Penguin. And it was like reloaded back, but
okay, yeah, I understand, you know, where you wouldn't want to do that if it had already come back up. But here's why we want you to do that.
I'd be letting them know. I know what her name was. I don't know, Christian. Yeah, she wrote me. She wrote me today. Before you wrote me, she's like, why you logged out? So I didn't log out. It cut off.
Oh, okay. That's why you're fixing your internet. Okay, well, look, I understand about you not wanting to. If it reboots so fast on your end, not wanting to post it in the group, being as
it doesn't be a long time it reboots. That's why I sometimes, like, I be telling my cousin I'm having any issues, I don't automatically write it in the group, because it doesn't take me a long time for older. Now, if it take a while, yeah, I'll post and I'll be like, just bear with me. But if it just sometimes reboot just like fast like that, I don't mind. That's why I don't waste time putting it in the group.
I understand, attorney. What I would like for you to do moving forward, though, and this is just to cover issues such as these. Whether or not you had an issue, even if you were on a call or were not on a call, anytime you have any issues that kicks you out of 5-9, while you're supposed to be on the clock, please put it in the group, because that is the only way I would, even if it's for 5 seconds and you reboot, get right back in. I would like for you to put it in the group, because that is the only way I can verify for you if you were having internet issues. That's just so you can be covered. I'm going to go back in the group, and I'm going to, from the dates that I have on these calls, I'm going to see if I can find anything for you posted. And if there is, I'm going to see what I can do. But I need you, Eternity, to, because honestly, with the 30-second and below report, it's been found where you're getting more and more and more calls as the days go on these reports. I would really like for you to work on, you're doing good on your QAs now. You're wonderful on your attendance. I need you to try and work on the proper protocol for these, for how you handle these calls, how you open. Make sure you are attentive. When you get that call, you answer immediately. If you don't hear a customer, if it's a recording, a prank call, anything, still handle it in the same way. Still call out for that customer. Wait, call out two more times. And if at that 30-second mark they don't come to the line, that's when you disconnect.
Okay.
And that's so we can cut back on all the
a dead air call and I like thank you for our customer service. My name is Eternal, I may help you. They just want me to wait till I hear something. And I'd be like,
so here's what I do. When you get the beep, the call comes through and everything pops up, take your microphone off mute. You're like, hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Eternity. How can I help you today? Pause. Wait. About the 15-second mark, 10, 15-second mark, say, hello, customer, are you there? If you haven't heard any response, then again, you say it one more time. At that 30-second mark, if they have not answered, if it is a call recording, a prank call, or anything, you then state, okay, I'm disconnecting the call due to no customer response. Say that twice. At that 30-second mark, you can disposition. But if you hear a customer come to the line, you must assist them. You cannot hang up on that customer.
Okay.
What else? Unfortunately, there were a few calls. I had heard the customer on the line, and then the call had ended. Let me see. Okay, so pretty much that's all I had to go over with you. I did cover all the calls. Now, Attorney, I have to let you know, this is a written warning.
Okay.
I hate going through this process with y'all. It is just on the severity of this issue and the frequency that it has been going on. And honestly, you've been here with us a while. I think you are aware of pretty much complete protocol, how you should handle the calls. Again, just work on what I've explained to you. You're doing good again on your QAs. Here's why I want you to work on this so bad, because the next step for you, unfortunately, is a 2-day suspension. That comes along with loss of at-home privileges. You'd have to come back in office as well.
Okay.
So do you have any questions about the 30-second and under report, disconnecting first, when, you know, at what time you should disposition, anything?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really all I needed to go over with you. Please just keep an eye out on that and let me know if you need anything, if you have any questions or need anything better explained, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Eternity. Just keep up on that. I'm going to get this typed up, and I will, of course, send you a message once I have this put up in the system, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, you enjoy the rest of your shift, and I'll chat with you later.
Okay.